Oh, no, Thelma, don't put the puppy square next to the kitty square. They don't get along.
Well, don't worry. I'll just sew a little muzzle on the mutt. I tell you what, there is nothing quite so much fun as making a baby quilt.
I can think of something.
What's that, Skeeter?
Making a baby.
Good Lord, Naomi, clean up your act. You're a woman with child.
I know it, and I've never been happier. My life is complete. I'm going to have a career and a family. Now I know what Meryl Streep must feel like.
Next thing we know, you'll be talking with a foreign accent.
Oh, darn, I missed a stitch. Now, little airplane has no cockpit.
You know, I remember my baby quilt. It was full of little choo-choo trains. I was so crazy about that thing, I couldn't sleep without it.
Oh, that is so adorable.
Adorable, my foot. I had to send it off to him when he went in the Army.
Well, Sarge wouldn't let me keep my Davy Crockett pillow.
I tell you what, I'm hoping that the next time I make one of these, it's for you, Iola.
Well, what's wrong with her?
Maybe she stuck herself with a needle.
Oh, pipe down before I sew your lips together. Obviously, one of you goons said something to upset the poor dear. Now it's up to me to go in and stop the waterworks. Paola, sweetie, are you all right? I guess that means no. Sit down here. I'll get us something cool to drink, sweetie. You just tell me what it is that set you off.
Well, I guess it was when you said you were going to make me a baby quilt.
Now, there. I know you're grateful.
Oh, it made me realize how empty my life is. After Mother and Daddy are gone, I'll be all alone.
Oh, don't be silly. You've still got me. Paola, take it easy. I'm not sure this fabric is color fast.
I want to be like Naomi. I want to have it all.
Well, you've got it all now. You got your health. You got your... Did I mention health? Well, now, take it from me. Having it all is way overrated.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You've already had a husband and a family.
Well, so could you if you weren't so picky.
I'm not picky. All I want is a kind, understanding, decent, loving, handsome, successful, blue-eyed man in the medical profession.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping such an open mind. Now, you listen to me, Missy. If you want to get married, you're going to have to lower your standards just like the rest of us.
Did you lower your standards?
You bet your butt I did. I wanted to marry a man that looked like Cary Grant. I settled for Carl. Looked more like Lou Grant.
Well, maybe you have a point. Maybe I should give up on Mr. Wright.
Yes, I spirit. The minute you set your sights low enough, you're sure to bag something.
You really think I could bag a man?
I'm positive. Hey, with my help, we're going to have one stuffed and mounted before the season is over. Good Lord! Need an extra pair of hands just for the mosquitoes.
Oh, Baba. You and Susie did not play so great. You were just lucky.
Lucky? We beat you 6-love.
Well, that's not so bad. At least you didn't shut us out.
Honey, love means nothing.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying for years.
Mama, what are you doing out in the porch so late?
I thought I'd feed the mosquitoes. I'm waiting up to see how Iola did tonight.
Oh, haven't you given up on her yet? She's a lost cause.
Yeah, you've been sending her to singles events all week, and she hasn't met anybody yet.
Well, now, I know the square dancing and the nature walks and the co-ed bingo were washouts, but tonight I sent her on a can't-miss activity, a hayride.
Oh, remember our first hayride, Skeeter?
How could I ever forget? Bumping along on that dirt road, our bodies jostling to and fro to the clip-clop of those proud stallions.
Good night, Naomi. You can make a Kiwanis Club hayride sound sleazy.
Oh, here she comes. Hi, Miss Boylan.
Hey, Iola. Did you have a good time tonight?
Certainly looks like it.
Way to go, Miss Boylan.
Oh, now get your minds out of the gutter. Iola wouldn't do a thing like that. Hey, what did you do, Iola?
I made the mistake of listening to you, that's what. Them, I was the only single on that hayride. Everybody else was a newlywed.
Uh-oh, I must have misread that schedule.
Well, at least you had a nice ride in the country.
Just past Chapman Pond, the wagon swerved to avoid a possum and I fell off the back. Nobody even noticed I was gone.
Well, you know how newlyweds are.
I had to walk home 5 miles on a broken heel.
All right, Iola, take it easy. Tomorrow you're going to have the time of your life.
What's on the agenda, Grandma?
A hot air balloon ride.
Oh.
Oh, you want me to fall off of that, too? Thelma, this has been the worst week of my life. Please don't help me anymore.
Where are you going, Iola?
Home to Mother. At least she notices when I'm missing.
Hey, I already bought your ticket.
Oh, hey, Mama, I wouldn't mind riding in a balloon.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind letting the air out of it.
You mean you flunked chemistry, too? Wow, we have so much in common. Why don't we get together sometime, Emily? Bill, stay out of this. I'm talking to Emily. Oh, no, I haven't forgotten about you, Janet.
Well, Bubba, who the hell you talking to, Emily, Bill, or Janet?
All of them, Grandma. It's the love line.
The what?
The love line. Here, check out this flyer I got at school today.
Love is just a phone call away. Chat with up to 8 eligible singles at one time. Oh, that sounds harmless enough, I guess.
$2 a minute! Give me that damn bill!
Grandma, I'm trying to meet new people!
Get yourself a pen pal!
Great! Now I'm never gonna meet Emily!
Well, she probably looks like a water buffalo anyway! Lord, who is so lonely and desperate they spend $2 a minute just to meet someone? Somebody who would be perfect for Iola, that's who. Hope she appreciates what I'm going through for her. Hello? All teenagers, get off the line. This is an emergency. Is there anybody left? Oh, hi, Phil. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Tall, attractive, middle-aged. Well, you sound like you'd be just perfect for my friend Iola. Yeah, where could she get in touch with you? The state prison. Does the governor know you're costing the taxpayers $2 a minute? Hey, Iola, I just found a great place for you to meet some new men. Of course, some of them won't be available for 5 to 10 years.
I already found somebody, and he's in the healthcare profession.
A doctor?
Well, not exactly. He sells hospital supplies.
That's close enough. Where'd you meet him?
Well, he came over to the house to sell Mother a new hospital bed. See, the motor on her old one shorted out. Both ends of that bed came up and met in the middle, wedged Mother right in between. It was the first time in years she's seen her toes.
Oh, I don't care if she saw the back of her head. Now, tell me about the new beau.
Oh, well, his name is Bert Cooper. He's charming and attractive. He's 5'11", 190 pounds, has blue eyes, no tattoos or visible scars. Oh, he's got a wonderful sense of humor.
Well, he sounds like a dream. You see, I told you you were going to meet a nice man.
And he has taken me out tonight to the Turntable Lounge on top of the Raymart building.
No, the Revolving Restaurant? On the third floor? You know, I understand every half hour you can see all the way to Bundy.
I know. I just can't wait. Well, I gotta go home and get ready. I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes.
Well, have a ball, but hey, don't forget to take a Dramamine before you order. Well, now, how the hell can I have dishwasher spots? I don't even own a dishwasher.
Hey, Grandma, do I really have to wear a tie to dinner?
Yes, you most certainly do, Buster. My oldest boyfriend is in the healthcare profession, and I don't want him thinking that this family has no class, no manners. Then they only wear the hell hors d'oeuvres!
Is that sangria?
Well, I'm calling it that, but I used grape Kool-Aid instead of wine. I don't want anybody making a fool of themselves in front of Bert.
Here you go, Miss Harper.
Gee, Mama. Onion dip, cheese puffs, pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd pull out all the stops. Hey, hands off, those pigs are for the company. Bubba, go pull the desk chair over to the sofa.
Well, I cannot wait to get a gander at Bert.
You think they're getting serious?
Are you kidding? They've been keeping company all week.
Yeah, she has had time for nothing else besides that man. I tell you, I had to finish that baby quilt by myself. She missed choir practice, and her mother's even had to check her own blood pressure.
Whoa, that sounds like Iola Boylan is taking a walk on the wild side.
Well, at least she isn't giving guided tours like you did.
Ooh, that must be the happy couple now.
Right now. I want all you losers to be on your best behavior.
Don't worry, Mama. We won't do anything stupid to embarrass you.
Well, hello! Come on in, you two.
Bert, I would like you to meet my dearest friend in the world, Thelma Harper.
Well, Thelma, I've heard so much about you, it's an honor to shake your hand.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Bert.
Gotcha, Thelma.
Didn't I tell you he had a delicious sense of humor?
Yeah, just tell him to keep his hands to himself.
Say, that thing's kind of neat. Can I see it?
Well, who's this strapping young fella?
Oh, this is Thelma's grandson, Bubba.
Well, Bubba, do you always keep silver dollars in your ear?
Oh. Hey, how about that, Grandma?
Well, looks like we're going to have dinner and a floor show.
Hey, can you pull a dollar out of my ear, Bert? Huh? Can you? Huh? Can you?
Leave the man alone. Doesn't want to be sticking his fingers in everybody's ears.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Vint. Next time you have a hernia, I'll get you a truss for half price.
Wow.
Well, now who is this vision of loveliness?
I'm Naomi, Vinton's pregnant wife.
I swear, Raytown women are the most beautiful in the tri-state area. Must be the water.
That and the peroxide. Pig in a blanket?
Don't mind if I do.
Well, you missed a few here.
Give me something to wash this down with, will you, Iola?
Right away, Bert.
Mama, sounds like dinner's ready.
No, that's my beeper. I swear they don't give their top salesman a minute's rest. Oh, may I use your phone? Thanks.
Be my guest.
So, Thelma, what do you think of Bert?
Well, Iola, he's really something.
Oh, I'm glad you like him, because he brought up the subject of marriage.
Is he for it or against it?
You silly. I think he's going to pop the question tonight. Isn't it wonderful?
Peachy.
Oh, now don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Bert wants to move in with Mother and Daddy and me after we tie the knot.
Well, I guess I won't be losing a friend. I'll be gaining a jackass.
So I barged right into the office of the head of the Mayo Clinic and I said, listen, Doc, when you think of tongue depressors, think of Bert Cooper.
Wow. The Mayo Clinic.
You said it, kid, and that was 20 years and 2 million tongue depressors ago.
That just gives me chills.
Right. What a salesman, huh, Mama?
Yeah, I bet old Bert could sell a string bikini to Roseanne Barr. Oh, you want to help me clear this table?
Well, what do you say we start with the tablecloth first?
Hold it, Houdini!
Oh, Mama, I wanted to see Bert do some magic.
Well, see if he can make you disappear.
Here's a little trick I taught to Siegfried and Roy. Of course, they do it with a Bengal tiger.
Thelma, is there something wrong?
Nothing.
Now, come on. You've been acting strange all evening. What gives?
What in the world do you see in that man? He treats you like a slave.
Well, that's just Bert's way. He has many outstanding qualities.
Name two.
Well, he's humorous and outgoing.
So is Pee-wee Herman, but I wouldn't date him.
Are you still mad about that skeleton hand?
Crying out loud, Iola, the man is a liar, a blowhard, and a pig.
All right, so he's not perfect. You're the one who told me to lower my standards.
I told you to lower them, not put them 6 feet under.
Thelma, this is my decision. If Bert asks me to marry him tonight, I am going to say yes, and I will thank you to keep your 2 cents out of it.
Well, fine by me. If you want to make the biggest mistake of your life, you go right ahead.
I will.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I said to him, boys, this town is just too small for a man as good as me. So that's when they transferred me out to the coast. And I was selling hospital supplies to all them movie stars.
Oh. You mean you were in Hollywood?
You know celebrities?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, Liz Taylor, for one.
Oh.
Yeah, I sold her a deep heat back massager she just fell in love with.
Wow. Hey, I think I saw her using that thing on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I bet when Elizabeth got over her back trouble, you two hit all the Hollywood hotspots.
Oh, Lizzie and me decided to keep everything strictly business. Besides, I didn't want to get involved with no career woman.
Well, why not? There's nothing wrong with women having careers.
Sure, most wives work nowadays.
Well, not the future Mrs. Bert Cooper. She's going to be too busy cooking, cleaning, and sewing. That all right with you, Iola?
I do that already.
Pour me a cup of that, would you, sweetheart?
Oh, sure, Skeeter. Well, shame on you, Vint. Pouring Java, that's woman's work.
Oh, yeah? What about Mr. Coffee?
You certainly have a lot of very old-fashioned ideas, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I don't know. The man has a point. When my Carl was alive, I put him on a pedestal.
Oh, Mama, that's not true.
I have always deferred to my men. Now, shut up. Yes, sir. Carl wore the pants in our family, and we had a perfect marriage.
Well, amen. Get me some more whipped cream, will you, Iola?
Miss Harper, I never knew your marriage was perfect.
Well, it was a little rocky in the beginning. We had to move in with Carl's mother. And, you know, living with an invalid is never a picnic.
Well, Mama, Grandma Harper was healthy as a horse. She used to play tag football with us.
She was just putting up a brave front for you kids. Now shut up and eat your shortcake.
Well, now, living with in-laws won't be a problem with us. Me and Iola are going to have her house all to ourselves.
What about my parents?
Well, don't you fret about it, honey. I've already decided. We're going to put them in a nursing home.
Well, Bert, we haven't discussed this.
Well, you most certainly should. Nursing homes can be real expensive.
Oh, that's no problem. Iola saved herself a nice little nest egg.
Well, you know, you two kids could save a lot of bucks if you just stuck them in that home down by the railroad tracks. You know, the one with the broken windows and the tin roof. The one they tried to condemn.
You're talking about Leisure Haven. Yeah, now that's good thinking, Thelma. I understand that's the cheapest one that passes the state board.
Yeah, I don't think it's really fair that folks call it leisure hell.
Bert, my parents are not spending their twilight years in leisure hell.
Well, now, let's not argue about it, Iola, dear. I have made my decision.
And I have made mine. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last healthcare professional on Earth.
Nobody talks to Bert Cooper like that, especially a pitiful old maid like you.
Excuse me just a minute. Here, Bert, how about a little more whipped cream?
The strawberries.
I never liked him anyhow.
How dare you?
You deserve it, you scumball. You mess with my best friend and you get your just desserts.